Welcome back to Podcast Radio. I'm Andy.
I'm Joe.
And we got some gangsters today.
From the hood.
Boys in the hood, that's what we are today.
Gotta give it to me. Give me the colors.
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 Never gets old. Yeah, I was looking at a few things, and I thought that could be kind of cool, because I've always been fascinated with gangsters.
Mm-hmm.
Like 30s,
40s. Oh, yeah. Like the old, like Goodfellas and Godfather, stuff like that.
Older.
Even older than that.
Yeah, I like older, from like, even from your Westerns on.
Oh, okay.
You know, that type of deal. And then nothing like the new gangsters now.
No. Yeah, they're boring.
They're kind of scary.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're like,
They're going to kill. Oh, you make a deal with them and you sell them something, or they just use your house as like a transport area.
Yeah,
we got to kill Tim. Mm-hmm. You know, they haven't done anything bad, but killed the whole family.
Yeah.
And I'm like, good night.
It's bad.
Yeah.
So I'm not really into that part of it so much. Not that I'm into this other one. Like, I idolize them or anything. I just thought they're kind of neat, the backstories to them.
Yeah, they're always interesting.
Very interesting. Mm-hmm. And I could do like a whole topic on just one.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought, well, I'll just talk about a few, give you some interesting facts about them. If you listeners know this, don't know this, and like.
So these are the oldest ones.
Yeah. Out of my list, I've picked all the way, I think, to Jesse James.
Oh, okay.
Something kind of cool about him. But like, backstories, just to talk a little bit about that. We were watching a documentary on Bonnie and Clyde. That's kind of one of my favorite ones.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's like he was kind of forced into that life because of his traumatizing prison issues, things like that. Bats have happened. But these guys, some of them, I mean, he was sentenced for, I think, stealing gum or something minor. It was a real petty crime.
Mm-hmm.
That they were making an example out of him. And then they just go, but yet these other guys could get away with murder.
Yeah. Perhaps. They're part of the system.
Yeah. So it's kind of interesting how they got to where they were at. They could make so many like documentaries and movies and stuff about it, but how do you know how true some of this stuff really is?
Yeah. Even like, wasn't it Dillinger that would like, they would arrest him and then the sheriff would want pictures with him. And
yeah, he's a celebrity.
Yeah. Everybody's like, you know, taking photos with him. Yeah, that's sketch.
Yeah.
I'm like, you know, like, did he really escape by making a
wooden gun
out of wood? And then where do you get the shoe polish to make a, you know, I'm like, whatever. Whatever.
See, and I'm the opposite. I'm like, yeah, he did.
He did it, huh? Uh-huh. He whittled all that in his.
Yeah, I mean, if you can make shivs and shanks and all that stuff, he made a little pistola. And yeah.
Out of.
And I don't think it was like.
The bookcase that was in his cell, right?
Yeah.
I'm just going to pull the
with his teeth.
There. Yeah.
And I don't think
beaver.
I don't think it was like to specs or anything. It just kind
of. Oh, I've seen pictures of it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Okay. I got. I'll have to bring it sometime.
Well, see, like, and then Al Capone, we went to check out the prison he was in upstate in Pennsylvania, and saw his cell. The prison is really scary and creepy, mm-hmm. but his cell was just like.
And you can also see it in Alcatraz.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
And it didn't look like the average cell.
No. At that place was probably super nice.
Well, nicer, but it's still rough. But it had, you know, the radio, the record player, and had all kinds of amenities and stuff. And then he could have visitors. It was huge, relaxing, nicer bed, that type of thing.
Well, when you go to Vegas and go to Zach Bagans Museum, you got to go to the Mob Museum.
For sure.
You been there?
No, I haven't been there.
You'll like that.
I would definitely like that. Now, some of those, the Vegas gangsters, the guys from Italy and whatnot, that's a whole different breed.
Mm-hmm.
But, so speaking of, first one on the list was Al Capone.
Mm.
He was called Snorky while he was growing up, thanks to his tendency to just basically get mad at everything. Guy had a real short temper. Born Alphonse. So some people think that's why he had a short temper, because he was given a weird name.
Alphonse.
And people pick on him and stuff like that. So some of his names were Scarface, Big Al, Big Boy, Public Enemy Number One, Snorky, that type of thing. So this guy, of course, well, he's known for all his doings and whatnot, but tax evasion, I guess, got him. And then he dies of untreated syphilis.
Yeah.
I'm like, wow. So thought something cool about him. I didn't know this. He was a semi-pro baseball player.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that. For what teams?
I haven't gotten that far in there. I was just kind of going off some of the points off this. So I didn't go off into the teams in there yet, but I will dive into them eventually. If listeners are like, hey, talk more about this one or that one. Yeah, I'll do some.
Maybe he played for Cleveland.
Maybe.
Farm team.
And get this. His brother was a prohibition agent.
Oh, wow.
I didn't know that about him. That's kind of interesting.
So that he probably helped him move these stuff around, like don't go here, go here.
Maybe,
stay out of this area.
Yeah, or
we're going to do a raid over here. Or do you think he was on the up and up?
I don't know. Yeah. He could have been like, mom said you better stop. Cut your crap, man. You know what I got to do, Al. I'm going to give you the business. So I thought, well, okay, that's kind of cool. Let's see. Anything you know about Al Capone besides that?
No, not really.
Okay. No. Okay. I don't know if you watched the series and stuff, but on Pablo Escobar.
Yeah. Is he the one that escaped on, they dug a tunnel and then laid rails?
That's Chapo.
Oh, Chapo.
That's El Chapo. He's Mexican.
That should be easy to remember now. Because he got on a chopper, you know, zingonga, you know. I was like, that is awesome.
All right. Well, speaking of which, we did have a comment from a listener. They love your sound effects.
Oh, good.
So keep doing them.
Okay.
So he looks forward to these.
They're all natural. They just come out. I've been doing this since I was a kid.
They're good. They're good. I'm telling you, once we go video, people are going to be like, there he is. The guy that makes magic.
I'll have to put on my Lucha Libre mask.
Yeah. Just be like.
Be lips and eyes.
The guy from Police Academy.
Yeah. Sound
effects. No, let's see. No, Pablo Escobar is Colombian.
Oh, okay.
So called the Cocaine Kingpin. He single-handedly raised the crime rate in Colombia and into the United States due to his empire of blow by importing Bolivian marching powder.
That's what they called it?
I guess.
Bolivia marching powder?
Yeah, to the U.S. and ordering hits on several police officers who sought his capture. Escobar gained a level of deadly celebrity. Gained a level of deadly celebrity that was equal parts respect and fear. This guy had a lot of aliases. Don Pablo. El Padrino means godfather. El Patron, the boss. El Señor, the Lord. El Mágico, the magician. El Pablito, little Pablo. And El Zar de la Cocaína. So
don't forget El Guapo.
Was he El Guapo?
No.
I think he was. I was like, that's pretty good.
El Guapo was Three Amigos, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So, and he's kind of an interesting fella. And I didn't know this about him. I saw it in the movie, but I didn't know if it was true or not. He almost became the president of Colombia.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he ran for office. And I think when he lost in the movie and the show, he kind of went.
Then he teamed up with the CIA and started transporting drugs into America.
You know, I think all that stuff's dirty in there. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like they allow what they want to allow. Mm-hmm. I mean, we can take out nations and continents, but we can't stop this from coming over.
Yeah, it's too hard.
Too hard.
Yeah.
They have tunnels.
Yeah.
On the chopper.
On the chopper.
Yeah. That's your cue. I need a button, hit the light for the sound effect. All right. John Dillinger. A charming rogue who was probably the first real celebrity criminal, which we talk about. Dillinger was primarily a bank robber, but also a killer of people in Indiana. Famous during the Great Depression, Dillinger was brought down by his girlfriend who led him into a police ambush outside of a theater. Dames, they'll get you every time.
Did she? She didn't get killed in that, and they say she really did that.
That's what they're saying. Hmm. In the movie, it's kind of set like up
iffy,
that way.
Yeah,
or but it's not 100% that way.
You don't know if she was like just a surprised, or she was his handler working with the FBI. Who knows? You know?
Yeah.
I don't trust any of these alphabet agencies. They're all corrupt at the top.
Oh, and it's funny you said that because the other points that I have on him. He was in the Navy, so he served the country.
Yeah, Navy intelligence guy, maybe.
Probably. And he enjoyed robbing police stations. Because he could take all their guns and stuff away, and how are they going to come get me if, you know, he's got the goods.
And he would have, like, machine guns.
Yeah.
A lot of those.
Yeah, that's what he would take, Tommy guns and things from them. And to date, up until the time they got him, the government spent more trying to catch him than he ever stole.
That's funny.
Something we said about the government.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, it's just like they gnawed off their own foot because of a finger ache. Mm-hmm. You know,
but did he kill a lot of people, like innocent people, or?
I don't know how true that is. It was mainly just whoever got in the way, basically.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think he was just out
zapping people,
blasting innocent people and stuff, because people like the guy.
Yeah.
It's like he's a celebrity.
So he didn't rob, like, banks or anything?
Yeah, he did rob banks. Okay. But he enjoyed doing police stations.
So one of them, I don't know if it was Bonnie and Clyde or Dillinger, but one of them, when they would rob banks, they would burn, like, the records, you know? So if you had, like, if you owed the bank money or something,
oh, yeah.
He was destroying that too. And I don't, like I said, I don't remember which one it was. And that it really, the people like that.
I remember, you know, hearing that,
your debt's erased, basically, because it's, back then, it was all, you know, no computers, all on paper. Yeah, I paid that off.
Mm-hmm.
You got proof I didn't?
That's right. Modern day Robin Hood.
Yeah. So.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah. I don't know. Definitely history is.
And how could you hate that guy?
Yeah.
You know, if these poor farmers, the bank takes their stuff and whatnot, and it's like, man, we don't owe anything.
Yeah. I'd be like, come to my town, rob it.
Yeah. So next one, Bonnie Parker. The smart, interesting, attractive half of Bonnie and Clyde. Parker's turn-ons included bank robbery, shooting, pistol battles with the police, officers ending in death. Though she was a scant 23 years old when she was gunned down, she still carries a legacy to women that anything men can do, female gangsters can do better, while wearing heels and a skirt. And she was the opposite. She, with this part, her thing was she didn't like robbing banks. Dillinger and these other guys had already kind of capitalized on that.
Uh-huh.
She was hitting, like, grocery stores, gas stations, the little stuff, and it would add up.
Yeah. Just enough to survive to the next robbery, I guess, huh?
Yeah, I guess so. But she was pretty ruthless. Over in Hill Country, there's a hotel there that has a room that they used to stay in when they were hiding through the Llano River there.
Uh-huh.
And that's where they would hang out there.
And they know they used to stay there when they were hiding? Like, how? Like, did the people that own the place know, oh, this is Bonnie and Clyde?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. But they would help hide them.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Which is kind of cool.
Yeah.
I'd like to, you know, check it out and see.
Stay there. Can you stay in that room?
I believe so.
Yeah.
I believe you can. Let's see. Moving on. We've got Jesse James. A Confederate folk hero of the 19th century, James was often likened to Robin Hood and his tendency to steal only from banks and trains, where the undeservedly wealthy kept their money, often turning much of his profit over to individuals suffering under the yoke of poverty and financial exploitation. Many in the 99% would love to see him reincarnated.
Yeah.
His nickname was Dingus.
Dingus? That doesn't. I wouldn't want that one. That's kind of like a doofus or something.
Yeah, because he shot the tip of his own finger off while cleaning his gun.
Oh.
So I think a family member was like, Dingus.
Yeah. There was a kid in high school that shot himself in the leg. He was trying to do quick draw. Boom, boom, boom. Shot himself in the leg.
Dang.
Yeah.
That's bad.
I know. But it'd be kind of neat because you're like, you know what? It's like, yeah, I've been shot before.
Yeah.
But you don't need to tell them why. Yeah. Got one in the leg.
Mm-hmm. What happened? What am I talking about?
PTSD.
So, get this. Jesse James, son of a preacher.
Mm.
Preacher's kids.
So, we'll see him in heaven. Son of a preacher's man.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
I like that. Killed by his own gang member.
Oh, what was his name?
Don't remember offhand, but he shot him in the back of the head.
Oh, that's right. Like in a house or something. Yeah.
Yeah, he was reading a deal up there. And
putting up a picture, as the legend goes.
Mm-hmm. And God We Trust it read. And he's putting it up. And he was paid by, I think, a governor. He would get a pardon.
Yeah.
And if he'd wax him,
Pow. Yeah.
He waxed him. The end of that. All right. So this was one that is kind of a popular one now because it's just came out as a limited series on Netflix, the Griselda Blanco.
Yeah.
So
I want to watch that.
You want to watch that?
Yeah.
I started it and I started too late at night and I dozed off. So I got to restart.
Just because that's what's her name from Modern Family.
Like, yeah.
Totally opposite of anything I've seen her. She's really good, huh?
I didn't see much enough to say it was good or not. I have to start.
Because even when I saw the previews, I was like, is that her?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, so she, I think she's.
She was ruthless.
Legit.
The actual Griselda?
Yeah.
Even Pablo Escobar was afraid of her.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Did they ever meet in person?
I'm sure they did. Mm. That stuff's like deep, man.
Yeah.
The legend says she killed all of her husbands.
Oh, she's the Black Widow.
Something like that. That's one of her names.
Is it?
Yeah. Uh-huh. That's funny. From the humble beginnings of prostitution and pickpocketing, Blanco eventually piled her wickedly sharp mind to creating a booming cocaine trade in Miami with the help of her Colombian contacts. So she was in with Escobar.
Sure. So she lived in Miami?
I think she moved. In the beginning of this show, she's leaving. She's fleeing
and
ends up in Miami.
I was thinking it was taking place in Mexico. Okay. Cool, go ahead.
So, you're fine. Earning the name of the cocaine godmother, even when incarcerated, she ran a booming coke conglomerate. Her other names were cocaine godmother, la madrina, which is the godmother, la dama de la mafia, the lady of the mafia, and the black widow.
Mm.
So an interesting fact about her, she killed her first person at 11 years old.
Good night.
She killed a 10-year-old boy. They stole him as for ransom. And I guess the thing went south and pow.
So she was involved in
kidnapping
the kid. And then they didn't pay up and she ended up killing him or something.
She killed him.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. She is given the credit for 200 plus murders.
Wow.
Carried out herself. And she was also an inventor. She invented drug smuggling underwear.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. It was a whole line of lingerie and everything else that would hold. She was trying to get over 1,000 and something pounds of cocaine through airports.
Good
and
night.
Stuff. So her mules would wear it.
Oh, she didn't wear it.
Probably
like
not.
Girls, like tops and bottoms, huh?
I don't know, but her mules would wear it. And she invented that. And she had a whole, fabrication area where she was having it made.
Hmm.
Nuts.
So she's kind of like a designer.
Okay.
That's a fashion designer.
Sure.
Hey, it can't look any worse than some of this crap that I see them strutting down the runway in. You know, spikes and
that weird stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They look like aliens or, you know, something Bigfoot would wear.
Mm-hmm. So, last one on my list. Helen Lister. Mrs. Helen Lester Gillis. Known also as Miss Wozniak.
Hmm.
Never heard of her?
No, like when you say Wozniak, I think of the guy that created Apple.
Oh, and yeah.
Then you say Gillis, I'm thinking, is that like Dobie Gillis's mom?
This is Babyface Nelson's wife.
Oh, okay. I've heard of Babyface Nelson.
Exactly. Her only crime was being associated with Babyface Nelson. Oh. She was not public enemy number one at one point. Because she was associated with him. The government had put an order out for her, shoot on sight and shoot to kill.
So her only crime was love.
Love.
Exciting.
Fitting.
Yeah.
We're going to throw some love this month.
Yeah.
Right? So, mm-hmm. Yeah, that was her only, that was the only thing. She was never tried as anything else. She went to prison for hiding them and all this other stuff.
Yeah.
But she paroled out or whatever. But she was just guilty by... That part of it, she was by association, public enemy number one, and just kind of linked up that way. Cool part about this, I saved her for last because my grandfather met Babyface Nelson.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Where at?
At a gas station. He was a kid. They were in there getting something there, and he said that he walked by. My grandfather was little and rubbed the top of his head and kind of made like a small talk and left, and he's like, you know who that was, type thing. Went and told his dad.
So the kid knew. I mean, this Babyface Nelson was so popular that he knew it'd be like, this is like Harrison Ford walking into a gas station. Like, just by looking at his face, this little kid knew who that was.
By pictures and everything else, wow. He knew who he was. And I was just like in awe that it's him. And he rubbed my head, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
really, for luck.
Yeah. Hey. You know, and my grandfather was a small kid, but.
And he had just got done robbing the gas station.
Who knows?
Yeah.
Right. But he said real friendly, you know, they exchanged a few, I guess, pleasantries and talks there, but he got to meet Babyface Nelson.
Sweet.
I thought it was kind of cool.
Yeah, that is cool.
So that's always kind of, I've always liked Babyface Nelson for that. I thought, man, it's like maybe I got some of that luck rubbed off on me.
But did you have him rub your head?
My grandpa?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So it kind of transferred.
I'm sure he spanked me a few times as a kid, rubbed my head, popped me, called me names. I don't know.
Okay. Well, if you guys have any gangsta stories of your own, or you're a gangster yourself, give us a holla at podcast13@gmail.com. That G is for gangsta. And like, subscribe, and share wherever you listen. Until next time.